Hello, my name is Marcus Twitty, and I am doing my first reflection on Daily Create number one. So the first question that I always get is, why did I collect this artifact specifically? For Daily Create number one, the assignment was to create a visual and personal statement that not only used text, but also images that reflected that text. It was an exercise that allowed us to put a picture to goals we pretty much set out for ourselves. It is an important artifact because it puts an image to the mission and personal statement that I have written up for my portfolio. Not even just that, it pretty much sums up everything that I kind of plan on for the future. So, why did I select this artifact? I selected Daily Create number one because it was a visualization of my personal and visual statement. This assignment helped me get a visual as to where I see myself in the future. It also allowed me to show other reviewers as to what it means to work with me or even hire me. I wanted to select an assignment that shows that I have goals in mind that didn't require me to use a lot of text to get the message across. And also it allowed me to show my abilities working with a Web 2.0 technology, as well as editing and design skills needed for the video game design field. So, this vision statement is personal to me because it allowed me to show what I'm passionate about. The assignment allowed me to see what I wanted in the future, and that's something that I don't think about too often. I was able to show what I am passionate about and how I was or what I want to do in my future career. The images and imagery are a reflection of what I study. It shows pretty much the different offices I see myself running, the soundboard, the lounges, the cubicles. They're pretty much what I see myself running as for a video game design company and also as a public relations company. The colors are pretty much, I wanted something that wasn't too showy, but also showed what I actually like, what I see in designs, and what I see in creating different visuals. So it's significant to me because it sums up everything that I see myself doing, everything I see myself running, everything I see myself accomplishing and creating. Because that's what I want to do. I want to go into video game design creation. It also shows that I love writing video games, helping people with their image. It also shows that I want to own my own business and do something positive in my life and also be innovative. So, with this creation, it was pretty much a difficult task creating it because it's a very deep, and very complicated look as to what I want for myself in the future. Something, again, I don't get to think about too often, something I don't think most people do. So that's why it's so significant to me right about now in this course and also in my portfolio, as you can see. If you actually click on to this assignment, and let me click on it myself, what you would see is a pretty much built-in creation of a lot of other images put together. It really took a few hours to actually think up what I wanted to do. When I first tried to create it, it pretty much just looked like something you would see on Instagram or Pinterest. Didn't look too serious, and I didn't like that. So what I did was I went back and used Pixlr to recreate that image. And what I did was I used a lot of effects. I pretty much redesigned what my text would look like. I also worked with different types of pictures and and visuals. Like if you look at the bottom next to my logo that I created with Pixlr, you pretty much see a word compilation. And what a word compilation is, it's pretty much a diff it highlights different keywords that surround one big concept. So the word public relations has different words that go along with that, different definitions. So all the words that could go along with the word public relations, it's in that one image. If you look at up top at the picture of the guy playing on the remote control, that is showing that I'm a gamer and this is what I want to be a part of. The rest of the images are pretty much different office buildings that I see myself running, like I said before. The last image is an image of me sipping on coffee and looking up above, looking out of the distance. And I see myself always looking out the distance, waiting to see what I want to do in the future and waiting to see any opportunities that's going to come to me. So, pretty much, if I can do this assignment again after looking at it, well, for one, I kind of want to play with the HD. I kind of want to make it 1080p or 1075p, pretty much making the images look a little less blurry. I kind of want to change some of the border. I mean, it looks good for right now, but I kind of want to remove the border sooner or later just so it wouldn't look too daunting on the audience. Or I don't think it's daunting on them. But I don't think everyone would kind of like the fonts and the borders used, or if they do, I don't really know. But I kind of want to change that to something different. For the actual visual statement and personal statement that I wrote up, I would love to have a larger or more fully fleshed out personal statement than visual, than mission statement, because I feel like my personal statement only sums up a little bit of what I want to do and not pretty much everything I am trying to do. So that's something I want to do later on in the future. Did this assignment help me, or did this assignment make me think about what I want to do any further? Yes, yes, it did. Was I able to use the creation concepts and design concepts that are presented in the class? Yes, I was able to do that as well. I did. What else did this course allow me to do, or what does this artifact show? It shows that I have the tenacity to go forward and do something else. It shows that I am able to use a Wordle. I am able to show that I can work with advertising and different things like that, and different graphics and stuff like that. So that's pretty much summing up everything for this assignment. And yes, this daily create is one is probably going to be the longest one, hopefully. This is Marcus Twitty signing out on my reflection of daily create number one.